Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So some solid fallout from Indiana's upset wrestling win last weekend in Minnesota in the Big Ten opener. Dwayne Goldman's grapplers are 4-0. They move to number 20 nationally. Sophomore Luke Blanton is this week's Big Ten Wrestler of the Week as the Alexandria, Indiana native knocked off not one but two ranked opponents last week at 149. The academic All-Big Ten honoree earning his first career league honor. Meanwhile, 174-pounder, the team leader in the room, redshirt junior Nate Jackson is ranked in the top 10 at that weight division. He's won seven straight, carries a 12-1 record into the Hoosiers' next competition this weekend out in Reno, Nevada, the Tournament of Champions.
I have really high goals, and I think my expectations can be reached this year. So I'm just looking forward to that.
Talk about your technique and how you've tried to improve things, and where do you raise the bar here on?
I think the biggest adjustment I had to make from last year to this year is setting my own pace. Wrestlers at this level are so good. Everybody's good at what they do. So it's my job to dictate the pace and make the match, put it into something that I'm used to wrestling.
Nate, what are you learning about yourself now as you're in your redshirt junior year, as you trek now and get ready for the bulk of this Big Ten dual season?
I've always been very confident and my ability, and last year it kind of just reassured me that I still have it. It's so important. No, people don't realize how important confidence is in wrestling matches, and that is kind of what's going to put me over the edge this year.
Well, he's had a pretty good year, I'd say, and that is Nate Jackson out of Creed, Illinois, getting things done at 174. He's 12-1, and I might add, so are his teammates. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, in your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, I tell you, they're in it to win it, and football coach Kevin Wilson made that clear as soon as his club got bowl eligible, wrapping up the bucket in Purdue and now pursuing Duke in the upcoming December 26th New Era Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium in New York City. A lot goes into the process, the bowl process, the process of having a veteran staff familiar with the process, especially since, well, last week when IU accepted the bid to New York City, recruiting trail has been on fire. Then this week, the finals going on, now the practices continuing, assistants with experience at programs that regularly won, a huge advantage. And as Coach Kevin was telling us,
if you can get ready to play one of the top 10 teams in the country in 3 or 4 days, you think in a couple weeks you can get ready to play someone else. So sometimes in bowl games, you can over-prep, over-coach, over-practice, overdo it. I mean, so we're kind of routine-oriented, but I kind of like it. Pretty well-received, and our deals, we just got to make sure we continue to target not kids that can represent our school the right way and be good students and make it here and also play high-end football in the Big Ten East. We're trying to do everything we can to make the team better every day, and whether it be program development, academic development, or right now recruiting, plugging at it and fight. We got a great group of guys. They've shown the last couple, 3 years they can recruit pretty good. There's a good vibe, and we're just trying to use that momentum, try to build relationships that will last and stick. You look at, I mean, last year I believe we lost two kids that were committed, and we signed 9 kids that were committed somewhere else. So this staff has shown it will recruit well, and we're going to keep doing that. But stability is going to be huge. Winning is huge.
You bet that is, and that's goal one for the Hoosiers of Kevin Wilson on the 26th against Duke, coming off of finals now. These extra works continuing the rest of this week. Don't forget, in the Zone, Dave and Glass, in your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.